You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's incumbent upon Rabbanim, Rosh Yeshivas, to spend a month's time going through various facets of the halachas of Pesach to prepare everybody for this tremendous, important Chashav Yom Tov, perhaps one of the most important Yom Tovim of Kol Hashanah Kula, when it comes to Yom Tovim that give us a very intimate connection between ourselves and the Rabbanu Shalom. And when it comes to the Yom Tov of Pesach, the most critical part of this type of connection is felt very intensely when it comes to the actual Seder and the Haggadah we recite in the Gola on the first two nights of Pesach. We're therefore going to dedicate our Avodah in the next couple of sessions to deal with the Pesach Seder, to deal with it halachically, to deal with it hashkafically, so that when you finally sit down at the Seder table on the night of Pesach, not only would you know what you're doing, but why you're doing it halachically, hashkafically, and everything else. And I believe that if, after experiencing these shiurim, the power that you'll be able to elicit from the Seder on the night of Pesach in your respective homes, wherever you are, you'll be able to maximize the experience, which is very critical when it comes to being able to accomplish one of the major tasks mentioned by the Mekubalim as it relates to all the Yom Tovim of Kol Hashanah Kula, but surely in particular to the Yom Tov of Pesach. The famous Rav Chaim Moshe Latzato in his Sefer Derech Hashem, in the section that deals with the Yom Tovim, points out that we believe Be'emunah Shleima that every Yom Tov that Klal Yisrael experienced in our historical past, every miracle, every nes that took place at that specific point in time, had a purpose. And the purpose was to allow us to experience a certain level of His Galat Hashem, revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that revelation to be able to develop a greater kravos intimacy and connection between ourselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam. By undergoing this type of process, Chazal tell us, and by performing the mitzvot on the night of that Yom Tov properly, and in particular I'll refer to all the mitzvot we perform on the night of Pesach, what we're doing is not only recalling an historical fact of the past, but we are actually living that moment once again at this date, at the historical date of the anniversary of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chazal tell us when we're going through this period of time and experiencing the Seder, the same way our forefathers experienced the Seder on the night of Pesach, the first Pesach in Mitzrayim, thousands of years ago, the same type of revelation of Hashem and connection between Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was initiated and intensified, and the Kedusha and the sanctification and the elevation that Klal Yisrael experienced on a macro cosmic level at that point in time. Rav Moshe Chaim Latzato says, when we come to the night of Pesach in each and every successive year, we are able to experience, if we do all the mitzvahs properly, we're able to experience the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim to the level of Chayva Demoleres Atzo Kiyotze Mitzrayim, but we have to feel that night, even thousands of years later on, that when we're having the Seder as if we are basically experiencing the Yetzias Mitzrayim at this point in time, even though it took place thousands of years ago, on the night of each and every Pesach at the Seder, we have to feel as if tonight we are literally going through that experience again and actually undergoing a Yetzias Mitzrayim experience as our forefathers did thousands of years ago. All the mitzvahs we do that night allow us to re-experience that specific experience. All the things that our avos did at that point in time, the Pesach Matzah Marah we do today, we don't have a Pesach, but we have the Matzah Marah still with us. We commemorate the Karban Pesach, we talk about it, But the fact of the matter is we can't perform it yet until the Mashiach comes and we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and we're once again able to be marked of the Korban Pesach b'shait of Itar Mi'atz Hashem. But one thing is for sure, Mashiach Chaim Sattler says that when we do all the mitzvahs on the night of Pesach, we're able on a microcosmic level mekadosh ourselves, sanctify ourselves, elevate ourselves to a higher spiritual plane, and are able to masakin, fix ourselves and connect ourselves to a closer relationship between ourselves and the Rabban Shalom, which ultimately will climax that because of the Hakaras Atov of all the miracles Hashem did for us at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we will feel and experience those miracles once again. And that will climax, that we'll be able to elevate ourselves to a very high level of Avat Hashem and Hakarat HaTov LaHakadosh Baruch Hu on the night of Pesach itself. That's why some people have a minig, that after they spent the whole night saying the Haggadah and saying Divrei Torah and saying Chidushim and going through all the Piyutim and all the Tfilos that are part of the Haggadah before the meal and after the meal and sing the songs, many people had a meeting upon the climax of the night of Pesach to take out the Shir HaShirim and to sing Shir HaShirim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani L'Dodi Dodi Li, which basically tells the Rabbeinu Shalom that we've been elevated through the Seder and the Haggadah to such a level that we've intensified not only HaKaras HaTov to you, Hashem, but we've intensified our knowledge of you, our acknowledgement of who you are and what you are and your connection to us being your Am Segula, us being the Am HaNivchar, and therefore our love for you and our appreciation for you has been intensified and brought to an incredible level. And we manifest that by saying Shir HaShirim upon the completion of the Haggadah as a manifestation of this intensity of increased love we have for Hashem after experiencing the Pesach on the level I'm talking about. When it comes to mitzvahs in general, we find that many, many intense mitzvahs have three component parts. There is the machshava, the thought, the intellectual part of the mitzvah itself, which is very important on an intellectual, philosophical, theological level. There is then the dibur, the talking about it, the discussion, the verbalization of it, which is very crucial in trying to make this specific experience as real and as tangible as possible. But the ultimate activity that really brings us to fore is the maisa mitzvah, the physical mitzvahs we do on the night of a Yom Tov. Those maisa mitzvahs, the physical performance of the mitzvahs, the Pesach Matzah Maror and everything else we do on that specific evening in our physical activities, the physical heseba, the reclining and everything else we do to recreate the aura on a physical level of the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim, together with our dibur, our discussion, the narrative of the Haggadah, the Divrei Torah we recite, and the machshav of what we think, what we basically internalize when it comes to the thoughts that we're able to gather together and our appreciation and comprehension of Hashem on a very intellectual, spiritual plane, all of them work in concert to make our experience on the night of Pesach as powerful, as sanctifying, as important, as significant as possible, that literally, if you do it properly, you're able to feel as if you're reliving the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore Mekai, what it says in Haggadah, Chayv Adam Liras Atzma Kilo Yetzias Mitzrayim. A person has to feel, when they're doing the Haggadah and the Seder, as if we're actually experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim now, an event that took place thousands of years ago is being repeated at this moment in time, and the major halakha ramifications concerning this, which I plan to discuss in subsequent shurim in the next couple of weeks. Tonight I want to discuss the concept of the actual Haggadah itself, the Haggadah we recite on the night of Pesach. That is the major liturgy, the major literature, the major frame of mind of what we concentrate upon when it comes to our machshava, when it comes to our dibur, and the various mitzvahs that we perform on a physical level, the maisa, in conjunction with the recitation of the Haggadah, the eating of the matzah, the eating of the maror, We had the Beis HaMikdash, eating of the Korban Pesach, the drinking of the Dalut Kosos. All of these mitzvahs, ma'asiyos, besides the Haseba, bring and tangibly make the Seder into a real live experience on a real live level, where a person feels as if they're experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim at that specific point in time. The source of the mitzvah of the Haggadah and the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach is based upon various psukim that are contained in Pashas Bo. The two major psukim I'm going to mention at this moment in time is one pasuk that says very explicitly, Vayoma Moshe el Ha'am, Zacharas Yom Hazeh Asher Yetzasim in Mitzrayim, Mi Beis Avadim Ki Bichozek Yoah Hotzei Hashem Eschem Yizeh. So Hashem says, I want you to be Zoch, I want you to remember the day that you left Mitzrayim, I brought you out of the house of servitude with a very strong hand of the Rabbeinu Shalom, this is East of Eden Chametz, etc., etc. So one pasuk talks about Zachar remembering. What that means in a minute we shall soon see. A couple of psukim later on, the pasuk says, "He gadol levincha bayamhu," that we have to have a discussion, an interrogative dialogue, shela v'tshuva, between ourselves, our children, the bnei mishpacha, the people who are attending our seder, leimar, to basically explain to them all that's taking place tonight and why it's taking place. Historically, halachically, theologically, philosophically, and to explain what are the reasons Hashem gave us the schus of having this Exodus, this Yetzias Mitzrayim, to take place on the night of Pesach, and what that means for us and Jews for all generations to the end of time. So the two words I'm going to be analyzing tonight is the Zacha, to remember it, and Higal Levincha, to relate this to your children and to anybody else who's sitting at your Seder table in that specific point in time. Now, the Gadol who really does an incredible job of putting all of this together in a very substantive and a very coordinated fashion is none other than the great, great Rambam. And he does this in many places, but in particular, he does this in his Nusach Haggadah and his Hilchas Pesach in the 7th chapter of his Halachas of Pesach. He has the Halachos, the 7th, 8th chapter. He has the Nusach of the Haggadah that was current and used in his time period. And I'm going to read the beginning of the 7th chapter of Hilchas Pesach to show you how the Rambam introduces us to what is the purpose of the Haggadah and Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is a quotation of the Rambam. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah, seishel ha-Torah. There's a positive mitzvah, lesaper, to say over, to speak over, the nisim, vis-a-vis the miracles, neflos, and the wonders, shenasu la-vaseni b'mitzrayim, that were performed for our forefathers in Egypt, b'leil chamish asa b'nisim, on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Shenema, what are the sources? What are the makaros in the Chumash? So the Rambam first quotes the pasuk, Zorchas Hayom Hazeh Asher Yetzasim in Mitzrayim. We have to remember the day that we left Egypt. So he quotes the pasuk of Zachar, and he says the Zachar over here by Pesach is very similar to the Zachar Yom HaShabbos we do on the night of Shabbos. Now the dinyon between the Zachar of Shabbos and the Zachar of Pesach is Zachar usually means to remember. Over here, however, by comparing the Zachar of Pesach to the Zachar of Shabbos, what Rambam's telling us, the same way Zachar al Shabbos means not only to remember Shabbos and Briyas Olam and Hashem resting on the seventh day, but the Zachiv to articulate it, to say it over with verbal statements. That was one of the purposes of reciting Kiddush on the night of Shabbos, that we should verbalize our Zachira of why Shabbos came into existence, what its source, what its historical relevance. So therefore, the Zachar by Pesach also means we can't just think and contemplate about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zachar, we have to articulate it. We have a mandate, a mitzvah, to articulate this and to therefore verbalize what the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim went in a verbal level. Of course, the same way Shabbos begins with Kiddush, The Seder on the night of Pesach also begins with the recitation of Kiddush. The cup of wine we drink at the Seder, at Kiddush, is one of the Dalar Kosos, which we're going to be drinking during the entire Seder. They correspond to the four Lashonas of Geula, of Redemption, that I mentioned in Pashas Ve'era, that represents different stages of the redemption process. While we were still in Egypt, part of the redemption began. When we left Egypt, we got to Har Sinai, more parts of the process of redemption were basically enhanced. Finally, after Kabbalah Satorah, we had a new level of our redemptive process, and ultimately bringing us into Eretz Israel, which are two more Lashonas of Gula mentioned in Pashas Ve'era, are the ultimate culmination, which Klal Yisrael at that time ultimately experienced. And Baruch Hashem, today, we do have a schus on many levels to be able to be in Eretz Israel. There are millions of Jews living there today. Torah Dikah Jews, very, very religious and pious Jews, all types of Jews from all different type of backgrounds from around the world. There's already the onset of Akiva's Galios, many, many yeshivas with thousands and thousands of Talmidim, and many, many seminaries with thousands and thousands of Talmidos. There is a spiritual revival, a physical revival of Eretz Yisrael taking place, and therefore we have to realize that we have to articulate the events of the past to relate them to the events of the present and amidst them the events of the future. The Rambam then continues that how do we know Umanayin Shebalel Chamisha Asa? How do we know that we can't begin the recitation of the Haggadah and begin the Seder until after Tzeisach Chavib, until the actual nighttime of the night of the 15th of Chodesh Nisan takes place? Unlike Shabbos, where you can accomplish Shabbos even before the stars come out, you'd be most of Michol Al HaKodesh, as we do many times, especially during the summer months. When it comes to Pesach, we can't be most of Chol Al HaKodesh. We must begin all the mitzvahs of the night of Pesach, including the Kiddush, after Tzeisach HaChavim. How do we know that? Talmud Lomer, so he quotes the second pasuk in Pashas Bo I started off with. The pasuk of Higadu Levincha Bayom Hahu, that we have to tell our children and have this entire interrogative dialogue with them with questions and answers concerning why we do what we do on the night of Pesach. The Manishtana starts off the interrogative dialogue, the children asking questions, and we're going to give the answers by the recitation and explanation of the Haggadah. And it says in that pasuk, "God living by Yom Hu, Lema Bavozer." What is Bavozer? Because of this, Bishor Sheish Matzah Maru Menachem Lefanecha. At the same time, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, and the same time there's a mitzvah to eat marar. And when we had a Karban Pesach, it was the same exact time we would have the Karban Pesach, and all of these three items would be on the table in front of us at the time we began to start the Seder and Kiddush and everything else. In fact, some Girsas were Menachem Lefanecha Al Shulchanecha, that they aren't just in front of us, but they're on the actual table in which we're conducting the Seder. What this tells us, as is explained by the Gedolim who explained the Haggadah, I'm going to be sharing you the explanations given by the great Briska dynasty, starting with Reb Chaim, and coming down in tradition to my dear Rebbe, Rav Yosef Dov Levi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadok Livracha, my Rebbe that I had for many years, and Yeshiva. I have a Kabbalah from him going back to Rav Chaim, that what the Rambam is doing over here is telling us that the Zman of the Mitzvah of Sipi Yisis Hashem and Haggadah is the same exact time frame that there's a Mitzvah of Achilas Matz on the night of Pesach, a mitzvah achilas marah, and a mitzvah of achilas karban Pesach. If we know what the time of Pesach matzah marah is, we'll then know what is the time frame at which the actual Haggadah and Sipiyus Mitzrayim has to take place. And there is a Tosefta, a Medrash of Tanoim that tells us that the mitzvah of eating the karban Pesach is based upon the pasuk that tells us that we're supposed to eat the karban Pesach Balayla, when the actual night of Tzeis HaGachavim has begun, the real beginning of nighttime according to all opinions, at Tzeis HaGachavim, the stars have come out, the proper size stars. So we have Achos Abasa B'Layla Hazeh. The Pasuk says we have to eat the Karban Pesach at that time when it's actually nighttime after Tzeis. And since we have another Pasuk, that the Karban Pesach has to be eaten in conjunction with the Matzah Mara, a Matzah Samara Miyachluhu, it means whatever is the Zman Kiyim HaMitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach and the Matzah and Marar, whatever that Zman of Kiyim HaMitzvah is the same exact Zman of the Kiyim, the observance of the Mitzvah of the Haggadah on the night of Pesach, which means the Sipur and the Haggadah begin only after Tzeis HaKachavim. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says we should be very makbid not to start the Haggadah or even Kiddush prematurely before Tzeis HaKachavim. That's why many Bati Knesi as the Rav between Mincha Mariv on the night of Pesach has a whole derasha to keep us in shul long enough to make sure that by the time we come home it's the time to begin the Seder and we don't come home too early and begin the Seder prematurely, because the mitzvah halayla of when we eat matzah and Pesach and Mora and the Zman of Haggadah and Sipur all begin exactly at the time of Tzeis HaKachavim. And the Mishnah Berurah emphasizes that since the Kiddush we recite on the night of Pesach is part of the mitzvah of the Haggadah and Sipur is Mitzrayim, and the first cup of the Dalei Kosos we drink, which is part of Kiddush, is part of the mitzvah of Sipur is Mitzrayim, commemorating the Dalei Lashonos of Geula of Redemption, we therefore can't make Kiddush, let alone do any other part of the narrative of the Haggadah, until after Tzeis HaKachavim. So that's why we wait so late. It's based upon the Higadol of Incha Pasek telling us what is the Haskalah, what is the beginning of the time frame of the Kiyum of this mitzvah, and that is all these mitzvahs begin at the time of Tzeis HaKachavim. I do want to mention to you that the Rishonim and Achronim point out that not only is the Zman of the beginning of the Seder taught to us by the Pasuk Higadol Levincha, that it has to be from the time of Tzeis HaKachavim, time of Pesach Matzah Marah. So not only is the beginning of the Haggadah Zman and the Sipur delineated there, but since you're comparing it to Pesach Matzah Marah, we're going to learn very shortly that even the ending of these specific mitzvahs, what is the Sov Zman of CPC is Mitzrayim? It seems to be fixed and dependent on the Zmanim of the Achila of Pesach, Matz, and Marar. And concerning that, on a Daraisa level, there is a major machlokes between two great Tanoim that are contained in Masechtas Pesachim. Rabbi Kiva was of the opinion that the mitzvah might begin at Tzeis, but the mitzvah goes the entire night on a Daraisa level until Alas HaShachar, until the next morning begins at Alas HaShachar, which means theoretically the CPC Mitzrayim on a Daraisa level should go the entire night, and the permissibility on a Daraisa level to eat Pesach Matzah Marah should theoretically exist the entire night up until Alas HaShachar. That Shittas Rabbi Kiva. There is a rabbinical siyog to finish the Pesach by Chatzos HaLaila, which we'll get into later on. But on a Daraisa level for Rabbi Kiva, the Pesach Matzah Marah and the Sipur can theoretically go the entire night up until Alas HaShachar. Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah respectfully decreed. The Machlokas of Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva mentioned in various places. Initially, even in Masechtas Brachos, their debate is brought forward. And based upon Darshanim Psukim, Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah was of the opinion that you might start the mitzvah of these mitzvahs at the time of Tzeis HaKachavim, but in his mind, the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach Matzah Marah ends at Chatzos HaLaila, at midnight. At midnight, you have to have already finished the Pesach, the Matzah and the Marah, the Suda, But not only that, since according to the Shita of Eleza ben Azariah and the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, the Zman of the Mitzvah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim is dependent, the Agadah, on the Kim of these Mitzvahs, if the beginning time is based upon Tzeisach HaChavim because of these Mitzvahs, and that applies even to Sipa and the Haggadah I just mentioned, the end of when you're supposed to finish the Haggadah officially, with all the Hallel that you say afterwards, and the Shirim v'Tishbachos, the Hallel, and all the Brachos you recite after the meal, and Tfilos, all of that should also theoretically be finished when the Zman of Pesach Matzah Marah is also ended as well, and that therefore ends up being a Machlokas Tanayim. According to Eleza ben Azariah, if the Sov Zman of Pesach Matzah Marah is Chatzos, the Haggadah and the Halal HaAchron and those Sipurim related to it must be finished by Chatzos HaLaila, if you hold and Paskin Halach Lamasa like Rav Eleza ben Azariah, and even the Sipur you can end at the time of Chatzos HaLaila, that's when you're supposed to finish. According to Rabbi Kiva, now, he's of the opinion that when it comes to the Sov Zman of Pesach Matzah Marah on the Daraisa level, that can go the entire night until Alos HaShachar. So therefore, theoretically, the CPC is Mishraim and the Haggadah can be said and read the entire night with eating these foods from the time of Tzeisach HaChavim up until Alos HaShachar on a Daraisa level. So we see over here the Gadol Avincha that only defines in this Pasuk the Haschalah Zman of doing these mitzvahs on the night of Pesach, but it also teaches us the Sov Zman, how far we're supposed to go when it comes to performing these mitzvahs on the night of Pesach. What is interesting, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, and some of he brings down these different shittos, he points out that there's a major machlokas rishonim, whether we hold like Rabbi Kiva, or we hold like Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah, and the machlokas is pretty much split 50-50 between poskim who hold like Rabbi Kiva and poskim who hold halacha lamasa like Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah. That is why the Mishnah Berurah points out, based upon Aran, that to be yotza all the deos, and this is brought down by the Ramah as well in that piece of Shulchan Aruch, that a person to be makbut, to try to be yotza everybody's opinion, Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva, Shememedakdek, not only to start to say the Kavod obviously at Tzeisach HaChavim, but should be finished with the entire Haggadah and be finished with eating Pesach Matzah Marah and saying the Halal at the end. All of this should be done before Chatzos HaLaila, because if you do it by Chatzos, you yotze according to everybody's opinion. Not only are you yotze according to Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah, but even Rabbi Kiva would hold Halach Lamas, if you finish early by Chatzos HaLaila, you yotz all the mitzvahs HaLaila. So to be able to be yotz everybody's opinion, we're trying to mahader to do the whole Haggadah as well as eating Pesach Matzah Marah before Chatzos HaLaila as something that Klal Yisrael should strive to do, to be yotz all the opinions over here, Rabbi Kiva and also Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah. So therefore the Pasuk Gadol Avincha tells us very, very pointedly the definition of the zechira, of the verbalization of what happened when it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the zechar, that the zechar mentioned by the Rambam, Es Yom Asher Yetzasim in Mitzrayim, which has to be verbalized like by Shabbos, that it has to be verbalized and talked about the entire night, according to everybody's opinion, from Tzeisach HaChavim up into Chatzos, according to Rabbi Kiva, the talking part could theoretically continue up until Alos HaShachar, besides the other mitzvahs HaLaila, at least on a Deraisa level, on a Derabbanan level, and on a Hidera mitzvah to be Yotze all Shitas, we try to finish it by Chatzos HaLaila, according to the time of the year when Pesach takes place at that point in time. Look at what it says, Chatzos HaLaila, and by knowing that, you know when you're supposed to try to finish everything that night. Now that doesn't mean, theoretically, that after you finish eating the Pesach Matzah Marah on the night of Pesach, that halacha l'masa, that you just say goodnight to everybody and go sleep well, Shlufka Zuntahaiti and go to bed. Because historically we do find something quite interesting and fascinating in the Haggadah, which is contained in the Nusach of the Haggadah in the very beginning. The Haggadah says there's a mitzvah, a hiddur mitzvah, of Kol HaMabel HaSapi Yitzis V'Soyim HaRezim Meshubach. The more a person speaks and discusses the phenomenon of what happened when it came to the miracles of Yitzis Mitzrayim, who's ever Marba, who talks more about it and goes more in depth into its interpretation, HaRezim Meshubach, he should be praised. He's doing this as a hiddur mitzvah. And to show you that this is not just a theoretical possibility, but in fact the Gedolei Tanoim of the generation of Tanoim, in fact, were Mekayim this, the actual Haggadah quotes a story of a Maisa ben Rebbe Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfin, Shoyim Mesubim b'Bnei Brak. That night everybody had their Seder of Pesach in Rabbi Akiva's home in B'nai Brak, and they were busy saying over the CPCS Mitzrayim the entire night up until the morning, until their Tamidim came, for Amulahem and said to the Rabbeim, Rabbi Seinu, Higiyaz Man Krishma Shal Shachris, the time to daven in the morning, to say Krishma in the morning, has already reached. You therefore have to complete the CPC, it's Mitzrayim, what you've been doing the entire night, and prepare yourself for davening so we can daven Shachris at the proper time, and say Kriya Shema at the proper time, and Shemana Esrei at the proper time, L'Kavod the Yomtiv of Pesach in the morning davening that we do on the first morning of Pesach after the Seder the night before. So we see over here that even the great Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah, who normally claimed that all the mitzvahs halayla should end on the deraisa level at chatzos halayla, he didn't tell Rabbi Akiva and all the other Tanaim gentlemen, have a good evening at chatzos, I finished all I had to do. But he stayed with them the whole night, being misapi yitzis v'shayim the entire night until the morning time, like everybody else, which teaches us a couple of things. Number one, that when you're in a place where there's a Mara D'Asra who has a halachic opinion that might differ than yours, and Rabbi Akiva and Elazar Bazar surely had a different halachic opinion about the Zman of CPC as Mitzrayim, if they were in B'nai Brak and Rabbi Akiva was the Mara D'Asra, if he held the mitzvah seep replies the entire night, as covered the Achsanya, as covered Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah stood up the entire night, halach l'masa, being mesapu with them, the concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't say that they ate Pesach Matzah Maror the entire night, because I already pointed out to you that there was a rabbinical harchacha mentioned in Masechtas Pesachim and other places, that even Rabbi Akiva held you should finish the Pesach Matzah Maror by Chatzos HaLayla on a rabbinical level. And if that's the case, after Chatzos, even Rabbi Akiva did not eat Pesach Matzah Maror anymore, but he was Mesapa with Yitzias Mitzrayim, because there's no rabbinical hachak on that, the entire night. And we know that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah with the other chacham stood with him the entire evening, being Mesaper into Alas Ashacha, like would be the Shita of unquestionably Rabbi Kiva, who holds the mitzvah applies the entire night up until Alas Ashacha. So you learn a certain etiquette to give cover to the Balabas, the Marad Asra, to follow his minyan kamakom. That's one pshat of this specific concept. There is another pshat, which I'll share with you now, which I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, a very beautiful, a very magnificent pshat, in which he said the following. But basically, my Rebbe said, was the following svara, this following yesod, which is very important, very chashiv, and very, very significant. What he points out is the Haggadah tells us that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, right after the story of what they did on the night of Pesach, held that when he became the head of the Sanhedrin Haggadah, as Gemara explains in Masechtas Brachos, he said that he aged prematurely. So even though he was a young man, 18, 19 years of age, he felt as if he was a ben shivim shana, as if he's already 70 years of age. His beard turned white, and he said, "Lo zechisi she'tom yitzis b'nayim b'leilos ad she'dorsha ben zoma." The halacha l'masa, I've been not able to convince so far the chachamim that there's a concept of being zoch yitzis Mitzrayim the whole year round, not only by day, also by night, until ben zoma came around and gave the medrash halach for this. Shenemar, he quotes the pasuk in Pashas Re'eh, where the pasuk says, "Leman tizkar es yom tseischam eretz tzrayim koyim echayecha." You have to be zoch yitzis Mitzrayim your entire life, all the days of your life. And the medrash halach is yemei chayecha refers to hayomim, the days. Kol yemei chayecha is marba, the night. So we therefore see, according to this medrash halacha, there's a mitzvah of being zoch yitzis Mitzrayim not only on the anniversary date, on the night of Pesach, which is the 15th of Chodesh Nisan, but there is a mitzvah deraisa to be zoch yitzis Mitzrayim the entire year, 365 days a year. There's a mitzvah to do it by day. There's a mitzvah to do it by night. The place in which we are mekayim this, Kol Hashana Kula, is when we read, the Rambam says, the third parsha of Kriya Shema contains in it the principle of yitzis Mitzrayim. So the Rambam, in fact, in Hilchas Kriya Shema, says very simply that the third parsha of Parshas Kriya Shema, which is a parsha that deals primarily with tzitzis, when he says, even though mitzvah tzitzis doesn't apply at night time, nevertheless, we read the third parsha of Kriya Shema, the Rambam says, at night, there is a remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the third parsha of Kriya Shema. So quite obviously the Rambam passing like a Rav Elezer ben Azariah, there's a mitzvah kol hashana kula to be zocha yitzis Mitzrayim by day and by night. Shinemini quotes the pasuk, which is darshan by Ben Zomer, lamantiskas yom seis Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. And therefore, if that's the case, what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that even Rav Elezer ben Azariah holds that besides the mitzvah of the Haggadah and the Sipias Mitzrayim we do on the night of Pesach, that Kol Hashana Kula, there's a mitzvah by day and by night to be Zocha Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. The Pasuk L'man Tizka and Parshas Re'eh extends the Chiv of Zoch on the night of Pesach to apply the entire year. But now we come to a critical piece of Torah stated by my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, which I want to share with you today. And this is the basic Torah that he says. He says very definitively, if you go back to the Rambam text, where the Rambam quoted the pasuk "Yigal Levincha b'yom leimu b'avozeh b'shosh eishmatzim u'manachum l'fanecha," he's quoting the Mechiltus interpretation of this pasuk. What's interesting is the Rambam initially uses this to describe the zman of the kiyum mitzvah of this specific mitzvah. It begins at Seis HaKochavim, and for Rav Elezer ben Azariah, it continues up to Chatzos, and for Rabbi Kiva, it continues up to Alas HaShachar. So that's one purpose of the Pasuk. But then he points out that the Pasuk prefaces the mitzvah of Zechira in a different phraseology. He doesn't use the verb of Zachar. He uses the Pasuk, "Ki gadata levincha," that you have to basically say over on an in-depth level to your children, all those who are participating in your Seder, an understanding and comprehension of what the Haggadah and the Seder is all about, what the mitzvah of Sipi Yisrael is all about. It's not sufficient merely just to make a perfunctory statement of a short 2 minutes zechira of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it has to be done by Derech Haggadah. Derech Haggadah means there must be a combination of learning the Torah of exact portions that deal with the historical events of Mitzrayim, and then apply to them the Torah Shalapes interpretation of these specific pieces of Torah Shebiksav. There has to be a real learning experience on a very deep and very intense level. The word Higadata, as Rashi says in his root of this word, in his Perish Lechumish, is the concept Kosher Kegidim, a very intense, intellectual, analysis of the text of the Haggadah, explaining all the facets of the things we do that evening. And if that's the case, we have a mitzvah on the night of Pesach, not only to be Zoche Yetzias Mitzrayim, but to do it as the Oifen Kim HaMitzvah. So how is the mitzvah formed on the night of Pesach? It's done B'derech Haggadah. It's done with a prolonged expression of in-depth analysis of the events that took place, and that's why we call the text of the Sifis Mitzrayim, we call it with the Lashon of Haggadah, that corresponds to Higdal Levincha, that defines how the mitzvahs be formed. The Oif and Kiyam Mitzvah, so therefore, of the mitzvah on the night of Pesach, the Sechira has to be done by Derech Haggadah. Rav Chaim Salavechik from Brisk said, and this is the Kabbalah I received from his mishpacha, from his grandson, that the Haggadah means, therefore, that the Sipur has to be a Sipur Ma'aliyah, a very prolonged narrative explaining all the events and all the miracles and all the phenomena that took place when it came to what happened in Mitzrayim. So it's not just a perfunctory statement, but it has to be Haggadah an Arichas HaDvarim. Number two, there's a requirement to talk about Hishtalshus HaDvarim. What happened to the Jews from the very beginning historically in this world, and how that basically ended up with Yetzias Mitzrayim, and what happened to the Jews afterwards. There has to be an historical analysis of the Jewish beginnings, including what happened in Mitzrayim and after Mitzrayim. That's another part of the Mitzvah Haggadah. There has to be a requirement of analyzing Tamei HaMitzvos. What happened, and what's the purpose and symbolism of Pesach Matzah Maror, which I'll dedicate a shiur to as a separate shiur by itself. Avodim Hayinu and Arami Ovid Avi are part of the historical narratives that were included to give us the historical backdrop of how the Klal Yisrael as a people came into existence. So if that's the case, the mitzvah on the night of Pesach is not just Zechira. The Torah says that Zechira has to be performed in the format of Haggadah with all of these facets. The Pasuk L'man Tizka, Koy Mechayecha, that extends the mitzvah of Zechira Sivsan Kol HaShana Kula, does not have a word of Haggadah Levincha relating to it. It only extends the mitzvah on the night of Pesach in the format of a Zechira, not in the format of a Haggadah. And that's why the Rambam says that the way we are simply, with a perfunctory statement, yotz the mitzvah of Zechiras Pesach by night and by day the rest of the year, is when we're reciting the Kriya Shema and we come to the third Pasha, we therefore have a very simple perfunctory Zikaron of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that statement of just mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim in a very perfunctory statement is all that we have to do to be yotzei the mitzvah deraisa of being zochei Yetzias Mitzrayim by night and by day, and we do it by reciting the third Pasha of the actual Kriya Shema. Later on, when Chazal made the brachos that surrounded Kriya Shema, many of the psukim and many of the tefillos we recite as the brachos after the Shema have a much more in-depth analysis of various miracles that took place when it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim and the actual gula that took place. But in the Shema itself, the last Pasha, where we're basically just being maski Yetzias Mitzrayim, that specific perfunctory statement is enough to be yotzei the mitzvah deraisa kol HaShana Kula. And that is the way we paskin halacha lamasa. It's only on the night of Pesach that the Torah is marked, but it has to be done b'derech Haggadah, with a prolonged, protracted analysis and development of history, of halacha, of Tamei HaMitzvos, and a lot of other tefillos, shiras v'tishbachos, and halal, and other things we do on the night of Pesach to enhance our Haggadah experience itself. But during the rest of the year, we have no chiv to do all of that stuff. We just have to be Zocha Kol HaShana Kula, and that's how we do it, by reciting the third part of Kriya Shema, not only in the day Kriya Shema, but also in the night Kriya Shema as well, as mentioned by the Rambam in his Halachas on Kriya Shema. So we therefore see that the mitzvah of Pesach and being Zocha Pesach is so important that according to Chazal, it has to be mentioned and remembered Kol HaShana Kula. Not only halacha lamasa does this have a mitzvah on the night of Pesach, on the anniversary date of the actual Geula? But the night of the Geula, we have to also do a Haggadah as our kiyum of the mitzvah of Zachar. Kol Hashana Kola, there's a chiyah for us to be Zocha Mitzrayim, but in a perfunctory statement, without too much Arichas HaDevarim, that's the mitzvah Kol Hashana Kola by day and by night. I do want to mention to you that the concept of being involved in Pesach Matzah Marar and the Haggadah and Sipur applies not only to men, but it applies to women. Even though normally the Gemara says in Kiddushin that the mitzvah of, that's a Zman Grama, that's a time-determined mitzvah, normally applies to men and doesn't apply to women. The many mitzvahs that are Zman Grama, that are determined upon a specific time frame, the women are technically exempt from, like sitting in a sukkah, or perhaps the Dalet Minim, or other mitzvahs that are dependent upon Zman. Nevertheless, on the night of Pesach, women are chayiv halach lamasa in all the mitzvahs we perform on the night of Pesach. They're chayiv in eating the Karban Pesach. They're chayiv in eating the matzah and the marar. They're chayiv in hearing and participating in the mitzvah of Haggadah and CPC Mitzrayim. All of this is on a deraisa level. And the reason given by many poskim for this specific phenomenon starts with the Medrash Halacha, where the Medrash points out, how do we know the women are chayiv in the mitzvah of matzah on the night of Pesach? After all, it's a Zman Grama. So the Gemara says in Psochim, and in Emor of Elezer, Noshim achayavis and achilas matzah on a Devar Torah, on a Torah level, Shenemo lo sochol of chametz, Shivis yamim tochol of matzos, and there therefore is a hekesh made in the Torah between the Isav achilas chametz and the positive mitzvah of eating matzah. And therefore the Gemara says over there, Masechtas Pesachim and Daf Mem Gimel Amabeis, our women, since they're chayiv in the Isav deraisa of eating chametz, the hekesh of the Pasuk therefore tells us they're likewise chayiv in the mitzvah say, Bekum echa matzah, to eat matzah. Once women are chayiv halacha lamasa in the mitzvah deraisa of eating matzah, and since matzah must be consumed together with eating the Karban Pesach and the Marar, as it says, Amatzah Sumarm Yachlu, the Karban Pesach must be in conjunction with them. The same women that are Chayiv and Achilas Matzah are there for Chayiv and Achilas Pesach, and like as a Chayiv and Achilas Marar. And since the Mechilta I taught you in the beginning of today's session tells us that there is a connection made between these mitzvahs, Pesach Matzah Marar, and the mitzvah Sipiyitz Mitzrayim Haggadah, based upon the pasuk of Higadu Levincha Bavur Zeh, Bezman Sheish Pesach Matzah Marar Menachon Lefanecha, since they're all tied together as one big unit. If that's the case, that therefore shows us women are likewise chayiv because of that mechiltis connection and that gzeres akasav Bavur Zeh, that they're also chayiv to hear the entire Haggadah from the very beginning all the way to the end. And such is the meaning of Klai Yisrael today, that not only do the men and the boys are meticulous in coming to the Seder and participating, but the women and the girls also come. Everybody comes to participate, to hear the entire Haggadah from beginning to end. Not only do they hear the entire Haggadah, all of them are required to drink the Dalo Kosos, even though it's Midirabanan. But nevertheless, it's a Chiyuv as part of the mitzvah of Haggadah, on the Rabbanon to drink the Dalo Kosos, corresponding to the Dalo Sheretz of Geula. And when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, there was a mitzvah deraisa for men and women, boys and girls, to all partake of the Karban Pesach that was consumed on the night of Pesach. And not only that, every one of them had a chiv also to eat the marar that's consumed together with the Karban Pesach and the mitzvah of eating matzah. All of this was performed by the men and women together, sitting at their tables together in their homes, conducting the Seder, reciting the Haggadah, performing the mitzvahs halayla. There's no chilah between the men and the women. Everybody was involved in the process from beginning to end. What is interesting to note is that since the night of Pesach, as I pointed out, is not only a question of zechira, but it requires higadata, a very in-depth analysis and understanding and comprehension of all the phenomenon being discussed in the Haggadah, all the concepts of Tamei HaMitzvahs, all the concepts of the historical development of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, all the other halachic phenomenon of that is discussed at length when it comes to this specific text, since all of this halacha lamasa was therefore, technically speaking, was, as far as we're concerned, something that is done, halacha lamasa. Therefore, for that reason, we therefore have the responsibility, halacha lamasa, to therefore, as far as we are concerned, to therefore make sure that we are there from a kind of mitzvah with everybody present. And the Ramah says there's a minik that women have to be given the translation of the Haggadah. If they don't know the Lashon HaKodesh, they have to be said, told over the Haggadah and translated in the language they understand. That everybody should have the comprehension of what's being recited that night, what the story is all about, what the events are all about, what the mitzvah is all about. Havana, understanding the Seder and comprehending what we're doing that night, is as crucial as going through the motions and also eating the mitzvahs that are supposed to be eaten that night, Pesach Matzah Marah. We'll have more of this when we discuss this next week. I want to thank you today for coming and starting our analysis of the Haggadah. There's much more we have to do in the next couple of weeks, and I plan to do as much as I possibly can. I want to make sure when you finally experience the Seder, it will be a total geshmak, a kim of the mitzvah on every level. You'll be able to understand it, comprehend it, and really have a super Pesach this Pesach, and be able to get the most out of the Seder based upon that preparation.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.